Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Primetime on Money FM 89.3. Now, with the majority of Singapore now working from home, businesses, prepared or not for this new remote working scenario, are grappling with several issues: security, compliance and auditability of business information. A centrally managed process is needed to maintain consistency and reliability that meets audit, operations and customer service standards. Companies have had to, in quick time, get up to speed to deal with COVID-19 impacted business operation issues. It's crucial to close security gaps and mitigate vulnerabilities such as insider threats as they expand with their digital transformation initiatives. Today we're speaking with Zakir Ahmed, who's Senior Vice President and General Manager Asia Pacific and Japan at Kofax, to get his insights. Zakir, thanks for joining us today.
Great to be with you, Howie. Thanks for having me on the show.
First of all, let's talk about why it's so important to create that digital workforce, especially now.
Well, Howie, you know, the truth of the matter is the world has really changed in the last 60 to 90 days. So in a very short period of time, in a very short span, companies have had to adapt. They've had to get up to speed to manage their business operational issues that have surfaced from this COVID-19 global health crisis. So as part of the business continuity planning, as I'm sure you know, most companies are going through this. Companies have had to place workers at home. They've had to place policies where employees are safe and comply with the social with the circuit breaker rules that are in place right now. So it becomes ever more important for companies to be able to work in this type of environment, and that's where automation comes into play.
But information that was previously unattainable, you feel, unusable or time-consuming to collect, the process is now readily available to increase productivity, improve decision-making, and deliver a better customer experience. Is it for some companies, though, shoulda, coulda, woulda, if they're not at that stage? How can businesses do this now?
What's happening right now in the market, Howie, is that getting access to these corporate systems and this data via home networks poses some levels of risk for organizations. So companies are under this tremendous pressure, this immense pressure, that where they need to automate and digitize all the aspects of their operations to be able to interrupt, to have any sort of interruption in their business. And automation allows you to be able to reduce the time it takes to be able to do these processes manually, whether it's a replication of tasks or what have you. This ensures that companies continue to operate at an optimal level, providing them the efficiency in a digital workforce environment. Moreover, what happens with automation is it helps organizations bridge the productivity gap with the security gap in their work-from-home type of environments that we're seeing today.
That all sounds great, Zakir, but what if the company was not ready for this? How can they do this now? The unattainable has become attainable, but are these solutions accessible to the average SME?
Sure. So I'll talk about it in two aspects. So as I said earlier, the dynamics of the workplace has changed. We see a lot of the organizations that need to now rethink and how do they ensure these smooth business operations without having a physical office presence because employees can't go into the office. Mm. So the conversations that we're having with our customers, you know, whether these are large banks that we have like Citi and American Express around the world or smaller organizations, which I'll get to in a minute, you know, they're talking to us about how do we get work done virtually? How do I get increased visibility into my business? How do I increase productivity, timeliness of the business operational process? So what ends up happening in these types of situations is you need digital tools. You need digital tools and technology that allow you to do that. You talked about SMEs, and absolutely, SMEs are an absolute integral part of the economy. As you and I both know, majority of the organizations in Singapore are fall in some, you know, category of small or mid-sized organizations or SMEs or mid-sized organizations. And what they need to do is they need to be able to leverage the technology that has been built for large enterprises to be able to focus on their core business ever so now than before, because they don't have the resources, they don't have the manpower to be able to build their own infrastructure. So what we've done is our business model, which is delivering a lot of this software over the internet or in a subscription basis, allows these customers to be able to take advantage of Fortune 500 type of technology that large companies could previously afford to be able to implement for SME businesses. We call this the democratization of software, and that's where the SMEs would be able to take advantage of it.
And accessible to them, affordable for them.
Absolutely, because it's a subscription, because it's an operating cost versus a capital expenditure, which is the old-time legacy type of software that you used to buy where you'd have to spend a lot of money to be able to buy the software up front. The subscription model or the cloud model allows you to be able to operate in a operating expense OPEX versus a CAPEX. So SMEs, that model actually works better for SMEs than it does for bigger enterprises. So they certainly are able to access this. They're certainly able to take advantage of it. And everything that we do at Kofax is tied to the mission. The mission being the relentless pursuit to focus on making our customers successful, whether that's SMEs or large companies, does not matter. We want to work with companies of all sizes.
Is the downtime to operations, though, to install some of your solutions? And how far along on the digital transformation journey does a business need to be in order to begin to utilize?
Well, there's a couple of things that you need to take into consideration. I think the first advice or the tip that we give to organizations is there's never a good time.
But you have to do it. So the time is now, right?
Exactly. So it's a question of prioritization, and it's don't put it off, because what we're seeing in the disruption that we're seeing in the market, unfortunately, because of this COVID-19 situation, is actually encouraging or forcing companies to be able to take that action. So I think that's the first thing. The second thing, as you mentioned rightly, Howie, is having a collaborative system or platform is absolutely critical, and going with a cloud system allows these companies to be able to work easier and integrate and faster deployment. So time to value, time to market is absolutely critical. I talked about robotic process automation as part of things that Kofax does earlier. That's another way to leverage automation, is by deploying a lot of robots or digital assistants that can help you get the data or complete a task without having to go to an office or without having someone remotely access a system or to be able to do that. So those are some of the things that not only SMEs but any organization can do that, and they need to start their journey early. The other advice that we give to companies is don't boil the ocean. Start small.
Boil your own pond.
Well, start small, see some success, and then go from there, and then you can expand from there. So those would be some of the ways that people can get up and running fairly quickly.
Very optimistic. Zakir Ahmed, Senior Vice President and General Manager, Asia Pacific and Japan at Kofax. Zakir, don't forget to wear the trousers before you head into a Zoom meeting. Thanks for your time and stay safe.
Sure. Stay safe. Thanks for having me.
To listen to the full interview, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.